Yeah, you know, first of all, it's probably, you know, put a bit of praise towards Oxford. I thought they came and competed really well, you know, in some areas of the game. And they should be proud of some of what they've did out there. I wasn't too impressed with some of the discipline, you know, both on and off the field from the club. If that was my club, I'd be embarrassed with some of the stuff that went on today.
Yeah, I've seen you did it tough. You lost Jack Aldous after just 6 minutes in an incident and down to 12 men. And I mean, how does that affect you generally, apart from the fact that obviously you're a man short? Did you have to rejig from there?
Oh, yeah, obviously, we, you know, how we play, we had to change it. We lost a little bit of fluidity and stuff, but I was really pleased with the boys. You know, they found the character to, they say, play for 74 minutes down to 12 men, and then we lost James Haynes, our captain, as well, through injury. And, the, you know, the character and the stubbornness, you know, got us through there in the end.
Yeah, I mean, the boys did tough it out today, and I was listening to Scott Naylor in midweek, and I don't know how much credence you give things like that, but he was saying that he thinks York City Knights are probably the toughest side in there, you know, in this race for the playoffs. Do you see it that way?
I certainly think we're up there, Andy. You know, I think we're improving week on week, and come the end of the season, I think we'll be there or thereabouts.
Yeah, I mean, other results today, it's still all in the mix. But as far as it goes, the expansion sides, they do come and give you a challenge, and that was the case with Oxford today, wasn't it?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they've got some good footballers in there, and they should know, they should base their performances around that and not some of the rubbish that we saw. I mean, today I've seen 80 minutes of ill disciplining around the ruck. There could have been 100 penalties, but nobody wants to watch a game of rugby with 100 penalties in, so I completely understand why they weren't given. But, you know, I've absolutely no idea why they were on a team warning within, you know, 5 minutes of the game. I've no idea what on earth they were doing off the field as well. It was embarrassing. It was amateur, some of the stuff that was going on today.
Yeah, you've had reservations all season long about some of the refereeing. And what is the way forward on that, James?
Well, I think some of the owners used to go on the players as well. You know, they're the ones, you know, constantly interfering. It's a tough job, refereeing. I've done it once or twice. I didn't do very well at it, Andy. So I fully appreciate how hard it is. But, you know, we're disciplined at this team, at this club. And it starts from the top and it comes down. And as I said, you know, I was really disappointed with some of the things that happened today on the field. Performance-wise, Fox were quite good. And if they'd have had some discipline about them, they might have been a little bit closer.
Yeah, one of the players who possibly a little bit of an unsung hero has come in recently. Jack Blackborough got you a couple of tries today and put himself about to good effect while he was out there.
Yeah, he's a big thing. Jack carries the ball really well, and we needed him today to come on. Obviously, we're losing Jack, and for all the middle, put their hand up. Obviously, we, you know, you usually have four in there. Defensively, we had three today, and they all worked overtime. And I was pretty happy with what they did.
Yeah, James Haynes, it looked a bad injury. We more or less heard him cry out, really. Was it his back or his leg, James? It was difficult to tell.
I think it's his knee. You know, James is a real tough guy, and he's not likely to feign injury. And I hope, you know, that it's not as serious as what people first fear, because James is not only very important to us on the field, he's very important to his club off of it as well.
Yeah, next week you've got London Scholars down there. Again, long trip, and they'll present a challenge, but you're just taking them one at a time.
Yeah, that's what we've got to do, is take it one at a time. You know, obviously today we've probably got out of jail a little bit, but we're still up there, we're still fighting, aren't we? And we've got to go down to London and make sure we pick the points up. They're improving London. Jermaine Coleman's doing a fantastic job down there. You know, they play some really good rugby. You know, the transformation from round one when we played them down there to what I saw on video last week is quite remarkable. And take my hat off to Jermaine. He's obviously doing a really, really good job down there.